Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to do our analysis over the course of the next kind of 15 minutes. We look at market fundamentals, we look at risk sentiment, and then the technical charts, and we'll identify where we're likely to see some of the biggest moves. So let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you all had a good weekend. Christmas week now. We're beginning to talk about year-end market dynamics. What are we, the 16th of December? So we've got 2 weeks before the end of the calendar year. And that end-of-year dynamic is pretty much already in play. Now, we're positioning ourselves on one particular side of that narrative, which we'll explain now in just a second. So please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of those risks involved in trading financial markets and actually control those risks, of course, especially during these kind of lower volume-driven market dynamics as we approach year-end now. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. Where do we then get in and out of these trades? Is your trading strategy. In addition, you need to consider risk management. So it's a strategy around your tolerance for risk and what sort of reward you're trying to target, along with trade management as well. We're currently in three open trades, pretty close to kind of booking in profits across the board actually on Friday, but never quite got there and started to sort of move sideways, unfortunately, a little bit. Now, we've pulled back a little bit so far today, but our directional bias is still intact. The market fundamentals still support those trades. It's just price action is kind of slowing down quite a lot, we would imagine. Now, there is important news due out very shortly, as in Wednesday's FOMC, which we'll discuss in just a moment, along with trading psychology. So we know we're in a bit of a euphoric market rally, I suppose there is reasons to support a rally, but some of the valuations are really beginning to get a little bit worrying. They were pretty bad prior to Trump getting in, and then post Trump, you know, we've seen some sort of bonkers market dynamics play out yet again, like we did in 2021. So it's an interesting dynamic for sure. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of, irrespective of what's going on in these markets, we remain sort of consistent in our decision making. We still look for the same types of opportunities. We just probably want to have more elements supporting each trade wherever possible. I guess that's the reality of trading right now. Be accurate with the levels we use. They're not randomly generated numbers. They're very specific price points for very specific reasons. Disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient. So let's get into it then. Let's start. Good morning, everyone. Let's start with Forex Factory. So if we bring this up, this is a little review of our daily news events. And is there anything of significant importance for us? Well, today is a day of, so Monday the 16th of December, it's a day of manufacturing and services numbers. Now, there is a little speech in here by Christine Lagarde, who's due to speak at the Bank of Lithuania's annual economics conference. So it doesn't suggest that there is a Q&A, it's more of a speech, we would suggest. Christine Lagarde again, obviously at the same event. Due to participate in a panel discussion. Okay. So the title of this discussion is European Economic and Political Resilience Amid Global Geopolitical Shifts. That's an interesting title. European Economic and Political Resilience. Politically, the French and German economies are in a bit of a mess at the minute. So it's an interesting topic. But then it's really about, you know, how well are the manufacturing and services industries performing across all these different jurisdictions? French, German, Eurozone, UK, US. And you can see most of these numbers are below 50, which suggests contraction. And we haven't really seen much economic activity to suggest anything other than weakness, probably all across Europe. UK services is above 50, which suggests that it's expanding, but doing so at a very, very slow meandering rate. And then if you look at the US, services is really strong. Manufacturing is hovering around that 50 level, so currently just below it. So the US is performing, no surprise, a little bit better than the US and the UK. But we get those numbers out. When do they start? 8 o'clock, 8:15. So we get all the French numbers out at 8:15. So that's what we'll be doing this morning. We'll be having a look and see how these numbers would impact our decision making potentially. And then tomorrow, we've got core retail sales out of the US, claimant change and Canadian dollar inflation numbers. Inching back to target. Wednesday, we're talking about CPI year on year. You can see the little bounce. So we've got this inflation number, and we were at 1.7 not so long ago. And two meetings later, is that August? No, it's October. October, we were at 1.7. Fast forward 2 months, and we are at 2.6. So a little uncomfortable bounce, it has to be said, for the UK economy. So what's happening with the UK economy is you're in more of a stagflating dynamic where inflation is beginning to rise again, along with really slow growth, which came in at negative minus 0.1. So that is a classic stagnating economy. So then all eyes really are on the FOMC this week, and we're expecting a 25 basis point rate cut. And I think that's pretty much guaranteed now at this stage. Would there be any surprises from the FOMC? Very unlikely going into very unlikely to rock the boat till year end now. So I think that's pretty much priced in, and don't think there'd be much shift. Now, another major news event for the week to just keep an eye on is the BOJ. We want to just be mindful that they very well may decide to raise rates. The market don't think that's the case. We know what happened in the summer when the BOJ surprised markets with a rate hike. There was a bit of a global panic for a few days. It coincided with a series of other relatively weak US data, and the wheels came off very, very quickly. And then the BOJ came out and said, sorry about that. We won't be making decisions around markets that are very, very choppy next time. So they're looking for a nice, calm dynamic in which to do their business. And December could provide that time. But again, volatility year end doesn't set up next year as well as it could do. So you've got the BOJ raising rates. You've got all other central banks cutting rates. So that carry trade for the yen will be an interesting trade to look at. But really, unless we know whether the BOJ are going to cut or not, will determine that sort of level of volatility. And then we close out the week with the Bank of England. Very much expected to hold rates at 4.75, which would mean that the Bank of England, with the economy the way that it is will have the highest interest rate across all these major economies. And we'll get a bit of an update in terms of the expectation for rate cuts over the course of 2025, which looks on the surface like it should probably be a little bit more significant. Maybe they're worried about the uptick, the very significant uptick in inflation. So we'll get a bit of an update on that. GDP pretty strong in the US. In the US, that hasn't changed. And we got a bit of a surprising uptick last week in unemployment claims from 221 to 242. Now it's coming at 245. So that's suggesting a bit of weakness there in the US jobs market. Okay, and then we've got core PCE on Friday for the Fed, and it's looking relatively flat. We've had a couple of numbers which have just shown a little bit of an uptick in inflation. Now, what's interesting is the CPI number and the PPI number contribute towards the personal consumption expenditure numbers. And they've been ticking uncomfortably higher, but it's interesting to see core PCE actually tick lower. Again, not so intuitive, that one. So look, it's a big week for markets. From a sentiment perspective, we'll have a look at the S&P very shortly, but we're now seeing bond yields rallying again, not just in the US, but so look, we're very close to recent highs now. So this really supports our dollar trade. Same on the 2-year. So a strong rally, certainly off the lows. And if we make new highs, then it just shows a slight increase in concern in these markets and would certainly support that dollar strength trade that we've been very patient with, perhaps, let's say. So look, I just want to bring up the analysis really from Friday's markets. And although it looks a little bit messy, I guess, and we've got a little bit of gold is in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. But if I think we're looking at the Aussie dollar, weren't we? So what we're suggesting here, if you look at the top left-hand corner for the S&P 500, is we're in a bit of a 2, 4, 6, 8. We're in an 8-day little sideways moving pattern with much, much lower volume. And you can see the volume in all of these markets really coming right the way out. So why is that important for us? It's important for us because of our expectations. So if we have the lower the ATR means the lower the ranges over the last, well, this is a 20 period ATR. So over the last 20 days, the volume has really come out of these markets. And as a result, what you can be prone to in market conditions like this is a lot of sideways moving price action. And that's what these blue boxes suggest, is that actually the year very well may end up just fizzling out a little bit and we might just get prolonged sideways moving price action. Now, we can have a bias to the upside and to the downside for the indices. So the German DAX is in there as well. We were looking at this from a bearish perspective. And on Friday, we rallied, just made new highs and then came back. We're still looking a little bit on the bearish side, so we can have a look at these markets. If they break higher, I'll break lower. So because we're day traders, we've got the opportunity to get in and out accordingly. But really, the side of the argument and the trades that we've been certainly active in is more so around the dollar. So we've had this, you either buy the indices or buy the dollar type market dynamic for, again, probably the last, you know, since Donald Trump. So in the last, 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks, we've been a little bit more either or. So you either buy the indices at crazy valuations, or you look at the strength. These red arrows suggest dollar strength. And although we're getting a little bit of a bounce today, there's really very little reason to expect the dollar to weaken aggressively. All the fundamentals really across the board are really pointing to further dollar strength. So the question is, how much of a move will we get between now and year end in the dollar? But we expect the euro dollar with the political, the economic, the central bank related dynamics for the Eurozone is really pointing to the downside. Now, really resilient. I mean, Christine Lagarde should use the word resilient because it's not resilient politically, although it hasn't kind of collapsed, I guess, if you could call that resilience, but profoundly resilient pricing as far as the euro dollar is concerned, and the euro dollar is maintaining a certain resilience or integrity really around the 105 level, which is where we're currently sitting. But our bias is very much lower for the euro dollar, for the pound dollar, for the Aussie dollar, most of the other dollar trades. We're looking for further dollar strength. We don't really have much to work with for crude oil. There's arguments to support upside and downside. And it's the indices, if they collectively roll over to the downside, there's a bit of a sell trade short term, must be added. However, if we break these new highs, then we'd be looking for a bit of a buy trade. So we've got kind of an either or type market dynamic for these markets. And this, with the amount of volatility in these markets, these markets can pretty much remain in focus for us for the week, we would assume. Now, the one other market really here is the yen. Just worth just tracking and see, this is where we're at for the yen. We've had a strong rally in the last 5-6 days, again in favor of the dollar. So, but we've pulled back into potential resistance in here. The euro yen. We were suggesting we'll take this off. This level around these current highs for today would be the level at which we'd like this price to rally into. So we've stepped back from really from the last week or so of this yen weakness, with the potential to potentially buy the yen up at these much, much higher prices. And that's where we're at with these markets. So it is worth watching the yen to see if there is the potential for a little bit of yen strength. And we will get that yen strength only if the BOJ start to surprise markets and raise rates accordingly. Okay, so let's put our trade plan together for the day. So we've been talking about the potential for risk-off market conditions. We're seeing it in the dollar. We're seeing it in bond yields. We're not really seeing it in the equities. There's still this AI positivity maintaining these remarkable highs. You know, and what's interesting about the upside that we've seen over the last year, which has been pretty breathtaking, is that you're basically seeing an increase in multiples in terms of investor valuations. You're not really seeing a dramatic increase in productivity outside of the Magnificent Seven. So it's not like, you know, all companies out there are, if we've seen a 36% uptick in the S&P 500. You know, we're not seeing a 30% increase in revenue productivity in any of the numbers. What we are seeing is an uptick in a very narrow, concentrated number of companies, which are really carrying the whole index. That if you look a little bit deeper, you'll realize that actually a lot of companies are really struggling to make to generate any profits. And this is where the whole AI narrative in, because they're always trying to price in what the meaning of this efficiency is likely to have on valuation. So the valuations are going up, but unfortunately the fundamentals behind most companies out there are not moving in line with valuations, which creates a bubble, really, in many ways. And we know what happens to bubbles eventually, but we've also been sort of talking about this for a couple of years now. And we still continue to go higher. So we've got potential risk off in many ways. Risks are rising across the bond yields. We've got a stronger dollar, broadly speaking. And the equity markets are going against that kind of risk-off market dynamic by continuing to just very loosely grind higher. So we can really look to focus on the dollar strength trade. Potential indice weakness still remains intact. And keep options open post dovish BOC, SMB, and ECB. We haven't really seen markets with much lower volume react in the ways in which we would probably instinctively expect. Okay, so we've had a quick review of the market moving news for the week. So it's important not to get mentally tied to these trades. We'll post our trade plan into the chat box, guys. We'll wrap it up there if that's okay. We'll switch rooms to our European live trading mentorship room. The narratives are a little bit disconnected. We've got kind of a hawkish Fed dynamic where it looks as if we're not going to be cutting as much as perhaps some analysts are suggesting, which leans to a bit of a risk-off market dynamic. So that's what we're looking for, is the indices to weaken and the dollar to strengthen along with higher US bond yields, which is the dynamic that we have. So that's our dynamic of focus. And it's not for recessionary dynamics or any rotation away from AI. It's really more so on the inflationary type of dynamic. But because we've got this continuing strength in the indices and it's relentless, it's all the positive economic data just kind of feeds into that dynamic, very much driven by those AI the AI narrative, which underpins these stock valuations for now. Okay, so any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, guys, I just posted there into the chat box today's trade plan. So really looking for dollar strength, and we're going to just keep options open really regarding a bit of short-term weakness in the indices. Now, I say that when we've been talking significantly about the Santa Claus rally. It's just we've been in a bit of a sideways moving pattern now for over a week. We do have the FOMC on Wednesday, of course. And if the year finished at current levels, I would suggest probably most investors would be absolutely delighted. So job done for Jerome Powell. If that was his intention, he's remarkably successful to just sort of keep feeding these equity markets so that they make new all-time highs. Seems somewhat unsustainable, but that's a discussion perhaps for early next year now, in terms of how these markets will play out. Different dynamic next year. So look, we'll just keep all options open, really. Keep an open mind. All these things will prove really quite useful. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Take care of yourselves. And we'll switch rooms now. We'll be trading, applying our trade plan to the charts for the European live trading mentorship session in just under a minute's time. So we'll speak to you very shortly. Thanks so much, guys. As always, take care. Bye for now.